This is the American Variety Network on Blog Talk Radio with Alex Cardinale. Live from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can?
Hello, freshwater fish keepers, and welcome to this episode of Freshwater Tropical Fish Chat here live on Aquarium Talk, exclusively on American Variety Network. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. I hope you and your fish are doing great and staying warm on this very cold evening. I'm your host, Aqua Alex Cardinelli. Tonight, I am going to talk to you about a fish that is often called the king of the freshwater aquarium hobby, the discus cichlid. I have personally kept the discus cichlid, and I have a lot of respect for this fish. Now, the discus cichlid has undergone several transformations over the years. You see, back in the late 80s and early 1990s, discus cichlids were very difficult to keep in the aquarium, but today, discus are much easier to keep because of captive breeding and their ability to adapt to different water parameters. Now, back in the day, only wild discus were available, and they were hard to keep. Nowadays, we have captive bred discus from both Asia and Stenker, and they are much easier to keep alive and much easier to keep healthy. Now, tonight on this fun freshwater tropical fish show, I'm going to talk about discus and provide you some wonderful information on the discus cichlid. I'll give you some tips for buying discus. I'll talk about keeping and caring for the discus cichlid. I'll answer the questions that a lot of people who often want to enter into the discus hobby, and those questions that they ask experienced hobbyists are discus really hard to keep, and are discus really for beginners? I'm going to share my O2. In other words, I'm going to share my opinion with those two questions. We'll talk about tank mates for discus, plus I'll share some very fun did you know facts on discus and much more. My goal is to make this an informal show for you so that you guys can leave this show with a lot of information on the discus cichlid. Now, this show is being recorded live, so if any of my live listeners have any questions on the discus cichlid or want to share advice for discus, or if you just want to chat discus, please, by all means, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 1-347-989-8142. All right, we're going to start this fun show on discus cichlids right after I make my introduction for our network.
Thank you.
You are tuned in live to the American Variety Network here, live on Blog Talk Radio. With a name like American Variety, you can expect a wide variety of topics. Now, let's get live here on the AV Network.
Hey, calling all fish keepers. It's time to chat aquariums right here, right now on American Variety Network. Fishkeeper Alex Cardinale, his fishkeeping hosts, and his fishkeeping guests will chat about anything and everything aquarium fish. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Aquarium Talk the Podcast, which is our tropical fishkeeping podcast where we will discuss anything from freshwater catfish to freshwater oddballs to the awesome saltwater clownfish, tens, and even corals and live rock. So fishkeepers, sit back, relax, and unwind. Aquarium Talk the Podcast is now on the air.
This is the Freshwater Tropical Fish Chat here live on Aquarium Talk with your host, Aqua Alex. Aqua Alex has over 10 years of freshwater fishkeeping experience. I, Aqua Alex, will discuss anything and everything freshwater, from oscars to discus to tetras and even monsters. They all will be discussed. So, freshwater fish heads, you've made for a freshwater show. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the freshwater chat. Let's get on to the show. All right, so let's start talking about the discus cichlid. Now, I'm going to start today's show by having a discussion on why I like discus cichlids. Now, the first reason I like discus is their color. Discus are well known for their color. They are a very beautiful fish. A lot of people get discus just for the simple fact that they have outstanding coloration. Now, I always said that discus are probably the most colorful fish in the freshwater hobby, and that is a controversial thing to say because there are other nice fish in the freshwater hobby, but in my opinion, I think discus are the best looking freshwater fish. Another thing I like about discus is they are very peaceful. They are peaceful compared to other cichlids like red devils and managuants and dovi. They are peaceful. Now, they aren't going to kill each other. Heck, they won't even kill another fish. They will kill and eat small shrimps and small inverts, but generally they are very peaceful and get along with other fish. Now, another thing I like to discus is that they are the closest thing to saltwater. I mean, they've got the color, they've got the look, and they certainly got the price. So if you've been in the freshwater hobby for quite a long time and you're kind of scared to take the leap into saltwater, well, discus are for you. Now, another good thing about discus are that you can create a nice, peaceful setting with tetras and a natural biotope in your aquarium. I'm talking about some beautiful pieces of driftwood, some nice live plants, some beautiful discus, and some tetras. I've gone on YouTube and I've seen a lot of wonderful discus biotopes, and that's actually one of my favorite freshwater setups. I think it's a very soothing tank. You can come home from work after a long day and watch your pride and joy, your discus, in a very nice South American themed tank. Now, My personal favorite discus are the wild caught discus and the pigeon bloods and the classic red and blue turquoise discus. Now, a little story. Several years ago, like back in 2013, maybe 2012, I got into the discus hobby. There was a fish store nearby, and he had some wild-caught Peruvian discus. This guy was closing his business, and he offered me two of his wild-caught teafy green discus. And at the time, I'm not afraid to admit it, I was broke, and I kept telling him, I don't want to get these discus, but he kept forcing them on me and said, I'll give you these two for $20 down today, and you can just pay me whatever you get your money, and we'll do that deal. So, like a jackass that I was, I fell for it, and I bought those discus. However, a day later, after I added those teafy green discus to my fish tank, they killed every single thing in my aquarium. Not because they were aggressive, but because they had parasites and they were a sick, diseased fish. They wiped out my Ultimate Angels and all my rare freshwater fish. So the two $20 fish ended up costing me about $1,000. So, what am I telling you here? Never, ever, ever trust anyone trying to sell you cheap discus. They could be sick. The moral of this story is that you need to quarantine all discus. It's important to quarantine other fish as well, but with discus, it is crucial. You must quarantine your fish. Otherwise, you could lose your prized fish. And also, I certainly never, ever paid for those discus, because I'm not going to pay for two fish that ended up wiping out my entire system. So now he knows why I'm not going to pay him back for those stupid discus that killed my entire system, where I had beloved Ultimate Angels and Wild Scholar Angels living peacefully in my aquarium. So I just thought that I would share that with you, because it really is important to know that you have to quarantine your discus. And we're going to talk about that on this show today. So now I want to share some did you know facts on discus with you. Now, did you know that due to their distinctive shape and bright colors, discus are popular as a freshwater tropical fish, and their aquaculture in several countries in Asia is a major industry. Discus are really popular in Asia. You will see them in Vietnam. You will see them in Japan. You will see them in China, Thailand. Pretty much in many, many countries of Asia, discus are being bred. They're also being bred in Germany. Those are your popular Stenker discus. Now, discus inhabit the margins of floodplain lakes and rivers in the Amazon basin of lowland Amazonia, where it is part of the highly diverse neotropical fish fauna. Now, this is the interesting part for me. Discus can be found living with angelfish, severums, festivums, and other popular South American fish. So I know that a lot of fish keepers say, well, because discus live with angels, severums, festivums, and walrus in the wild, why can't they live together in the aquarium hobby? Well, I know one thing is for sure. If you try putting a severum or possibly a festivum or a walrus or a chocolate with a discus in a home aquarium where there is not enough swimming space, the severum could possibly kill the discus. Any of those larger aggressive cichlids could kill discus. Angelfish are another story, and we're going to talk about that when we get into tank mates for discus. Now, did you know that the sides of the fish are frequently patterned in shades of green, red, brown, and blue? The height and length of full-grown fish are about 8 to 10 inches, and they are a very round fish. They grow to the size of a dinner plate. Now, as we know, there are many color varieties of discus to choose from, with many more being introduced all the time. Some of the more popular ones include turquoise, leopards, snakeskins, marbles, diamonds, and albinos. Discus are one of the most expensive freshwater fish. They could easily be the most expensive freshwater fish. Heck, some discus can even cost more than a saltwater clownfish. That's an interesting little fact. Perhaps the most beautiful of all freshwater tropical fish, the discus fish is also one of the more difficult tropical fish to keep, and they are not recommended for beginners. Discus require excellent water conditions, frequent water changes, and higher water temperatures than other tropical fish. Most successful keepers house their discus in a species-only tank because of the high water temperature requirement. Now, one thing most people do not know about discus is discus require daily water changes, or water changes every other day, in order to be kept pristine. Another thing that most beginners don't know about discus are one of the few fish where it is best to buy them above the juvenile state, as juvenile discus could be extremely hard to raise. Discus can get stunted really quickly. Anytime you have bad water parameters, bad feeding schedule, or you're not taking care of your discus, they can get stunted badly, real bad. Now, discus can live up to over 10 years old, so they can live as long as your dog or your cat would. Now, the most popular kinds of discus are red and blue turquoise, pigeon blood, marble red, red spotted green, teafy, and Allen Kerr. This one is well known with all of our fish keeping listeners. Now, discus are highly esteemed within the fish keeping hobby due to their dramatic coloring, refined shape, and regal bearing, and are widely considered to be the pinnacle of tropical fish keeping. These quiet, peaceful, and elegant creatures inspire appreciation and dedication like no other fish can. Now, discus are considered part of the cichlid family and are categorized into three species, two of which have been long-time standards and one which has been relatively recently described. And now, the last did you know fact. Discus were first imported into the United States and Europe in the 1930s and 1940s. Early efforts to ship and keep these fish proved exceptionally difficult, but much more is known now about their needs and requirements. An experienced and dedicated aquarist will find these fish a challenging and rewarding experience, which is true. When I had my discus, I really enjoyed them. They were a blast to keep. All right, now we're going to start talking about caring for discus and some information you need to know. So, if you've already decided to purchase discus, this is the information that you need. And then we'll get into care for the discus. I want to talk to you about the best places to buy discus. The first place is local breeders. They will usually provide healthy fish acclimated to local conditions. They'll be living in your local water. But you will first need to obtain positive references to fully satisfy yourself that the breeder sells healthy quality fish. This route does, of course, support local breeders, but the fish being sold generally tend to be very young. Reputable breeders understand that sales are often by word of mouth, and so they want to maintain a positive reputation. The next place you can buy discus are from importers. Like the breeders, reputable importers strive to maintain a positive reputation. Again, get references. This source generally costs more than local breeders, but the variety available is much better and the size is a lot bigger. Local fish store. This source is usually expensive. They are unwilling or unable to invest the time and money discus require. It would probably be non-profitable if they did. The fish are often on a central water system and so pick up illnesses from other fish. The quality, even if healthy, tends to be poor. This source is not recommended. While some local fish stores sell healthy quality discus, most do not. So you would be well advised to buy your fish from an experienced long-term breeder or an importer in or near your area. Now, if you live in a small town and you don't have any discus breeders or discus exporters or discus fish stores or fish stores in general, then your next bet would be to order online. Now, online, there are several reputable suppliers. There are a lot of common ones out there, and they are all pretty good. But I'm going to name the ones that I know have great reputations, and I know that you will get quality discus. The first is Discus Hans. Now, Hans is a wonderful gentleman. He knows a lot about discus. He's been doing this for many, many years, and he sells quality German Stenker discus. He is the only Stenker discus distributor in America. So if you're after Stenker discus, go with Discus Hans. Now, I personally think the best Asian discus supplier to the United States would be Kenny's Discus. Kenny's Discus provides some awesome strains monthly. Now, of course, you can go on a wonderful discus form. I have a very good form that I want you, my listeners, to check out, and that is Simply Discus. Now, Simply Discus has many experienced, reputable online sellers. They've got Hans, they've got Kenny's, and they've got some other great discus wholesalers that ship to your door so that you can get quality discus. Now, I strongly advise that you do not buy discus from Petco. I noticed that Petco is starting to get more and more discus. Now, these are usually very stunted in ill health and in general poor conditioning. They usually will die and spread disease in your aquarium. Please, please, do not buy discus from Petco. You can buy your discus supplies from Petco, but never buy individual discus from them. I know that sounds pretty harsh because there may be a few Petcos out there that take pretty good care of their fish, but 9 times out of 10, a lot of the Petcos are terrible. So, now that we know where to buy your discus, let's talk about caring for this fish. Now, I want to continue talking about purchasing this fish. and the care for purchasing this fish. Here is what to look for when buying discus. First of all, and this is really important, do not buy one discus at a time. Because if you do, they are going to fight and they are not going to create a school. So it's always important to buy more than one. I recommend buying at least 3 to 5. That way you have a school going. So as a novice to discus keeping, you should think carefully before buying very small discus that are less than 2 inches long. They require more frequent feedings and frequent large water changes, and they have a very low tolerance for poor water quality, which generally leads to stunting. Now, look for fish that have a round body, not oval or football shaped, clear eyes, and a respiration rate with gill cover movement that is fairly slow and steady. Their fins should normally be outstretched, not clamped, and they should be eating well. The size of their eyes should appear to be in an attractive proportion to their body size. A stunted fish will have unusually large eyes compared to the body, which will be somewhat evident. When viewed head-on, the forehead or brow should not appear pinched in, nor should the stomach or lower body area below the head. In a solid-colored fish, the coloration should be bright, not extremely pale, and washed-out looking. Avoid any discus that appear dark in color. They should be active and appear comfortable with their surroundings, not darting around or hiding. They should not shy away from the front of the tank as you view them. Ask your livestock source to feed them, and then watch to ensure they eat. Find out what they have been eating, how frequently, and the temperature and pH of the water that they are being kept in. Learn as much as you can of their background so that you are well-equipped to keep them yourself. Information. The above information is from SimplyDiscus.com, a great site for discus beginners. That is very important, and I figured that information would be great to share here on today's show. So, really important again, you need to buy more than 2 discus at a time. The minimum is 3, and you should buy at least more than 3 when you're adding them to your tank. So now, I would like to discuss caring for the discus cichlid, because now we've purchased them, and now we need to know how to care for them. Full-grown size. Now, discus cichlids can grow to be about 8 to 10 inches and very round. As I said earlier, they get dinner plate-sized. These are a good-sized cichlid, and they need to be kept in schools. Otherwise, they will get sick, and they will start dying off because of the stress of being single. Tank size. Due to their large tank and schooling nature, I would automatically say that your normal 20-29-gallon scenario are thrown out the window. These guys need a lot of swimming space and a tall tank, just like angelfish. Personally, I think discus belong in the biggest tank possible. I would recommend 55 gallons and up for discus. Now, if you want tank mates with your discus, I would even personally recommend a 6-foot aquarium, like a 125, a 150, or a 180. So for discus, you're looking at 55 gallons and up for school. Now, for a breeding pair, I would say a 40-gallon breeder would be perfect for a breeding pair. I know some people say that a 29-gallon tank is good for a pair, but I know that those 40-gallon tanks are made for breeding tanks. So I think discus should be our breeding period of Ditka should be kept in a 40-gallon breeder. All right. Here's the most important thing to know about discus. Their water conditions. Discus like a neutral pH. So their pH should be anywhere from 6.0 to 7.4. Now, most captive bred tank-raised discus can adjust to other types of pH, but I recommend keeping it as close to natural as possible. So, folks, if you have hard water, I really recommend buying some chemicals to make your pH more natural. It should be from the range of 6.0 to 7.4. Of course, the ammonia needs to be at zero. Ammonia above zero could be deadly to discus. Your tank should be fully cycled before even considering getting discus. The water needs to be cleaned. Frequent water changes are a must for discus. Otherwise, your discus can get stunted. And that means your discus will never grow, and they will look goofy looking. They will be unattractive. They'll be like retarded looking. And I'm sure you guys don't want your discus to get that way. So make sure you provide good quality food and do a lot of frequent water changes, and make sure your pH is neutral. Now, let's talk about the diet for discus cichlids. Now, discus cichlids are meat eaters. Provide them with some high quality food. Blackworms, bloodworms, brine shrimp, Miesis shrimp are some good examples of foods you can feed your discus. You can also use color-enhancing tropical flakes and good-quality pellets like Hikari, Omega-1, and New Life Spectrum. Juvenile discus need to be fed often, at least 5 times a day. Small amounts more often is the general rule of thumb. The adults should be fed at least 3 to 4 times a day. Take the time to slowly feed these fish, and you can monitor what gets collected at the bottom of the tank. It may take a little longer to do this, but it helps in the long run with keeping the tank and water clean. When feeding them the beef heart or bloodworms, it is a good idea to plan that menu for the day you do a water change. That way, you get to clean up what they don't get soon after, and that way your water will not get polluted. All right? So, some lots of great discus information to start this show. Right now, we're going to go ahead and take our intermission, which is going to feature 2 songs followed by our commercials. And when we come back, I've got some more awesome information on discus cichlids. Do not go anywhere. And if you are listening live, please feel free to call in with any questions on discus or share your expertise on the discus cichlid. 1-347-989-8142.
Coming up next.
A discussion on tank mates for discus. A discussion on sexing and breeding the discus cichlid. And I will answer the questions: how hard are discus to keep? And are discus for beginners? And much more. That's coming up right after this short intermission. Don't go anywhere, my wonderful fish keeping listeners.
Here it comes again. That's someone sinking in. Turn on the lights, turn it back off. Swim in the sheets till morning comes. Drown in the thought of you when the day is done.
Yeah. that are less than scared. But I'd much rather say it. Still here, I'm just like my father. So with this music shit, why bother? I was supposed to end up in jail, right? And everyone expects me to fail, right? After all that, I'm on the front line. The white flag in hand, I refuse to die. Put myself out there, cause it's all fair game. Go against the grain, hit you like a migraine. My presence is felt, I'm giving out gut checks. Sleeping one eye open if it's suspect. I'm a nightmare, life got me here. Fuck moral victories, don't go get me anywhere. I put in work, suicides on the hardwood. I'm in here after hours, not because it looks good. Fuck for all I have, I've earned. I don't think y'all heard me, it's my turn. Guess who's buzzing, giving 100. Know what I want and won't stop for nothing. Making a statement, ahead of my time. Tread carefully cause I'm a fucking landmine. Ring the alarm, I'ma cause a tragedy. Stick this one out, G, charge your battery. Start a war with me, end up a casualty. You're better off enlisting, don't test me.
All I think about,
yeah.
Better left than scared.
But I'd much rather say it. Out here, there's no immunity. Everyone's subject to scrutiny. It's about image, rap money bitches. Fuck real life shit, they only want gimmicks. So let me force feed you some more bullshit, so you don't have to admit how shitty your life is. Matter of fact, I'll do you one better. Dumb my shit down, start rapping about cheddar. Knowing you're still living at home with mom. Got not one bitch, just a dick in your palm. But you're ballin', ball so hard. That shit cray like, oh my god. But that ain't me, never have, never will be. Cause all I see is pain and poverty. Want you to know I'm all for the beef. Cause what these eyes have seen is harder than the streets. Yeah, I said it, and I stand by it. Man of my word, these words start riots. Target on my back, now you're eyeing me. Got you looking like I'm high society. You act like I ain't fight to survive. Like I don't carry burdens that would break your spine. It's about fucking time I got mine. Cause while you flatlined, I thrive. Yeah!
Are you enjoying tonight's episode of the American Variety Network? Great! The American Variety Network really appreciates your listening. We also appreciate listener feedback. Please feel free to email us your thoughts and opinions on tonight's show. Our email address is AmericanVarietyNetwork@Comcast.net. That's AmericanVarietyNetwork@Comcast.net. You may also email us with any questions, comments, or concerns you may have about our show. You can also email us to book a guest appearance on the American Variety Network, or you may contact us to become a sponsor of the American Variety Network. AmericanVarietyNetwork@Comcast.net. Would you like to find out when the next episode of the American Variety Network is? Do you want to find out the news and updates for the American Variety Network? Well, all you have to do is go on your computer and log on to the social media sites. The American Variety Network is now on Facebook and Twitter. That's right, you can find the American Variety Network on Facebook and Twitter. Like our fan page on Facebook called American Variety Network, and follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter fan page is @AmericanNetwork1. Again, our fan page on Facebook is American Variety Network. Hit like, and our fan page on Twitter is @AmericanNetwork1, and hit follow.
Something big is coming to the American Variety Network on Saturday, February 13th, 2016. What could it be? I'll tell you, one thing is for sure. Whatever it is, it will be historic and could break the listen record for the American Variety Network. Stay tuned to the American Variety Network. Because on January 30th, 2016, I, Alice Cardinelli, will personally make the announcement live on air and all over social media.
Are you ready?
Hey, thank you.
Well, get ready. The announcement is coming your way, January 30th. Coming to the American Variety Network on Saturday, starting Saturday, January 30th, 2016, is Saturday Live with Alex Cardinelli. This will be a weekly show airing every Saturday. It will be similar to my favorite television shows, including Saturday Night Live, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and my other favorite show. I will have a guest on each Saturday. I'll discuss each Saturday in history, and I'll have funny prank calls and more. So join me for the first Saturday Live with Alex Cardinelli here on American Variety Network on January 30th, 2016 at 7 p.m.
It's that time of year again, football lovers. It's time for the Super Bowl. This year it's the historic 50th Super Bowl. For the first time ever, the American Variety Network will broadcast the Super Bowl halftime show. Join Alex Cardinelli and his friend, Flashmaster 1989 Jeff, Sunday, February 7th, 2016 at 8 p.m. Eastern, or in other words, halftime on Super Bowl 50, for a recap of the first half and some fun. Let's get ready for some football. Enjoy your pizza and wings, and tune in to our Super Bowl 50 halftime show, live on American Variety Network on February 7, 2016, at blogtalkradio.com/American Network.
Do you find yourself watching a lot of movies? Do you like watching new movies? How about classic movies? Would you like to listen to a movie reviews on live radio? If you call yourself a movie lover, then you will be happy to hear that Alex Cardinelli is going to be hosting a movie review show called Flicker Ticker, where Alex will recap all movies, new and old. Flicker Ticker movie reviews air exclusively on American Variety Network at www.blogtalkradio.com/American Network.
You're listening to the American Variety Network,
your only place for variety on Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Freshwater Tropical Fish Chat here live on Aquarium Talk with your host, Aqua Alex. Aqua Alex has over 10 years of freshwater fish keeping experience. I, Aqua Alex, will discuss anything and everything freshwater, from Oscars to discus to tetras and even monsters. They all will be discussed. So, freshwater fish heads, you've paid for a freshwater show. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the freshwater chat. Let's get on to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, freshwater fish keepers, welcome back to Freshwater Tropical Fish Chat, and welcome back to our show on the king of the freshwater aquarium hobby, the discus cichlid. Now, before our commercial break, I was discussing why I like Discus. I shared some pretty cool Do You Know facts on Discus, and I gave you some general information on Discus, and I told you how to buy them, what to look for in buying them, and I told you guys what to feed them and stuff. And now, we're going to continue talking about caring for the Discus. But I would like to remind my live listeners, you can call in at 1-347-989-8142. If you have any questions on Discus cichlids, or if you want to chat Discus. So let's get back to our discussion. Now, I want to talk about tank mates for Discus. Now, most people prefer... to keep Discus alone in their aquariums. Sorry about that. We were having technical difficulties there. But as I was saying, most people prefer to keep Discus alone because Discus require high temperatures and different water parameters than other fish do. A lot of the Discus experts say that you can't have tank mates with Discus, but you can. There are just some boundaries that you have to follow. Yes, you can have tank mates, but your list of tank mates with Discus is very limited. Now, if you do want tank mates, it is very important that you quarantine your tank mates, and that even includes new Discus. It's very important to quarantine every single fish you are putting in with your Discus. Otherwise, your Discus could get sick and die from a new fish that had an illness that was caught on by your Discus. With that being said, now that we know we need to quarantine our Discus and tank mates for our Discus, here are some good tank mates for Discus. Corydoras catfish. Now, corys will do good in a Discus tank because they will be like a cleanup crew. They'll eat the food that the Discus don't get. Not every species of Corydoras is going to do well in 80-degree water, but steerby corys, peppered corys, brochus corys, those are some examples of corys that will tolerate higher temperatures. So you have to research and find out which corys can handle the higher temps. Tetras are good Discus tank mates. Tetras like cardinals, Remino's tetras, lemon tetras, x-ray tetras, and most tetras will work. Neon tetras may be a lunch, so you might have to keep replacing them, but generally neon tetras will work. Ignore the Bonis Aries tetras and the black skirt tetras because they can be nippy. Also, ignore the Serpei tetras and all the nippy tetras. Odocichalus catfish, which are the small algae eaters, and most placostomuses will do well with Discus. Dwarf cichlids, things like rams and speedos, will do fine with Discus. Now, I know a lot of us love angelfish, and we equally love Discus. And I know we've all contemplated having Discus and angelfish together in an aquarium. Now, a lot of people say you can't do it, and a lot of other people say you can do it. So most fish keepers feel 50-50 about combining Discus and angelfish. Some people say that angelfish carry diseases that Discus will die from. And I personally think that if Discus and angels live in the wild together, then naturally they are... what's the right word I want to say? They are natural to those diseases. I have personally kept angelfish and discus together in my 120-gallon long tank. They had plenty of swimming room. So I will say this. It can work, but only in a large enough tank where the angelfish and discus have their own territories and enough space to swim. Also, if you start with healthy discus and healthy angelfish and quarantine them together, if you wanted to do discus and angelfish together, I would tell you the minimum tank size is probably starting at a 75-gallon, a 90-gallon, a 120, and up. But generally, angelfish and discus will do well together. I certainly would only add male angelfish. Do not add a female, because if they breed and pair up, we all know angelfish are aggressive breeders. They will certainly attack the discus. So if you want angelfish, you must decide between male or female. I would not recommend putting the same sexes, or excuse me, I would not recommend putting different sexes in the tank. Keep the same sexes of angelfish. Because you can, if you add a male and a female, or you have at least one of each different sex, there's a possibility they'll pair up and attack your discus. Alright, so tank mates to avoid are aggressive fish. You definitely want to avoid African cichlids. All of the aggressive cichlids like Oscars, Pierochromis dovi, Pierochromis mandaguens, Pierochromis multiguens, red devils. Avoid all the aggressive fish. Definitely avoid piranhas. You also want to avoid the larger swimming fish, like leporinus, silver dollars, pacus. Because these fish are so large, they're going to stress out your discus in the home aquarium. And you also want to avoid goldfish and cooler water fish. And you want to avoid fish that require different water parameters. You also want to avoid reptiles, like, or amphibians, like the frogs that they sell in the aquarium hobby. Some snails will be okay, but note that snails reproduce like rabbits. They have babies every day. So, unless you want a tank full of snails, avoid them. So there's a lot of tank mates that can and cannot work with discus. Just make sure they can tolerate higher temperatures and make sure they are a peaceful fish. Alright, so let's talk about sexing and breeding discus. You know, I am certainly not a discus expert. Hell, at some point you can say I'm not even a fish expert. I'm just a dude that likes fish so much that I go on the air and talk about them. But in my experience, it's hard to sex and breed discus. Like most cichlids, you would need to look at the breeding tubes. My advice to get them to breed is to buy many of them and hope pair forms. Now, if you are lucky and you do get a breeding pair of discus and you raise the fry and the fry do well, you're going to make a ton of money because discus are very expensive. However, I do have a very good personal friend of mine by the name of Hannah Pro Discus LLC, and he has been trying for 3 years now to successfully breed discus, and he has yet to do it. I don't know if he can breed discus, but I know that he has the passion, and he continues to do it even though he fails. So I think if you continue to try, one day you will be successful at breeding discus, and I know he is going to be successful sometime soon. All right, so I want to address that myth right now. There's myths that fish keepers say, oh, discus are too difficult to be kept in the aquarium hobby. They're too hard to keep. Well, no, they are not. discus are not as hard to keep as people make them out to be. Trust me, if I can keep discus, you can keep discus. I mean, they really aren't as hard as people make them sound. I mean, in the late 80s and early 1990s, yes, they were extremely difficult to keep. But today, they are not, because they are being bred in captivity to adapt to our water parameters. And ladies and gentlemen, the discus that Discus Haunt offers are extremely hardy. They are kept in tap water, and they can adjust to your tap water parameters. They are not hard. However, they do require a lot of work. So if you are somebody who has a job that requires you to work a full week, or someone that has a busy schedule, and you can't be doing all these water changes and feeding them daily, then yes, discus can be hard, and they are not for you. But if you are a retiree, or an older person, or someone who is home often and can do water changes and feed them and take care of them, then they are not difficult. You know, I see a lot of people telling these people that discus are extremely hard to keep. And I say to myself, well, they're probably saying that because they bought discus, they threw them in their aquarium, not knowing anything about them, not researching them, and they never probably did enough water changes. These discus got stunted, and eventually they died. I think a lot of people who say discus are hard to keep are people who just don't want to do the work to raise discus. It is a lot of work, but definitely keeping discus is a big reward. Now, one thing I will tell you is that do not need RO water like people tell you. Why? Because discus are fresh water. There's no need for RO water in fresh water, in my opinion. If you don't believe me, just ask Discus Hans. His discus are doing well in tap water. Now, a lot of people say you need a bare bottom tank for discus. Well, although bare bottom tanks are easier to keep clean, it most certainly is not a requirement. You can have discus in a planted tank. You can have discus in a tank with sand or a tank with gravel. You just have to siphon all of the debris out of it. So discus are not a hard fish to keep. They are just a fish that requires more work, and I cannot stress that. The last thing I will address on today's show is, are discus truly for the beginner hobbyist? Again, I want to talk to you about my personal friend, Hinapro LLC. You may know him as William T. Ding Ding. Now, he started the discus hobby as a beginner. A lot of respect to him for that. He has had a lot of failures with discus. He's had a couple die. And he bounces right back and does successful with them. He is currently being successful with his discus right now. But, truly, this is my opinion, and this is what I honestly feel. Discus are not for beginners. They are not for the person who this is going to be their first tank. This is not for somebody who has never ever been in the aquarium hobby before. No, it ain't for them, because they don't know about water parameters, they don't know about water changes, they don't know about maintenance, they don't know about caring for fish. So my answer to that question is no. And if you don't believe me, just ask Hinapro LLC. Because he made a beginner mistake. He added some manzanita wood to his aquarium, which ended up killing 9 of his discus. Now, I'm not picking on him. He is a very good man. He truly loves his fish. But he knows that he has made a few mistakes with Discus, and now he is educating people on YouTube. Whether it's good or bad information, I will never know, because I'm not a Discus freak. But Discus, for me, I would say, are not for beginners. And I'm just saying that because 9 times out of 10, when someone says they're a beginner, they are somebody entering into the hobby. So, if you want Discus, I would say make sure you have experience in the hobby before you run out and get them. And please, if you are one of these people out there going out and telling people, oh, you can have Discus as a beginner, please rethink your situation. Rethink it, please. Because if you tell people that, you're going to get people interested in buying Discus, and they're going to kill a lot of Discus. So, please. Now, if you want a Discus, I would recommend getting Angelfish to learn about the peaceful, majestic cichlids and the care for them. And then if you succeed with them, you can move on to Discus. So, in a nutshell, I would say Discus are not for beginners. All right, I think I pretty much talked about everything I can think of for Discus. I want to thank my friends at simplydiscus.com for providing me with some information on Discus. I hope you guys enjoyed this show, and I hope that you got a lot of valuable information from this show. You know, Discus are such a popular fish that I am going to be doing more Discus shows, but I'm going to have some Discus experts on the show. Looking for a few Discus guests. You know, one person I would love to get on this show is the man himself, the Discus gangster, I call him, Hans Discus. You know, he has told me he's been too busy to be on my show, but I have a knack for getting big guests. And one thing is for sure, I will do whatever it takes to get Hans Discus on this show. There is nothing money cannot buy. So hopefully sometime this year, I will have Hans Discus on this show. There's also a very nice online fish store that I've had the opportunity to interview when I was working with All Radio X. I believe the name of the store is Spirits of the Amazon. And I'm going to get them here on the American Variety Network. All right, guys. Discus lovers, I hope that you continue enjoying your discus, and I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Our next Freshwater Tropical Fish Chat is going to be in February, and it's going to be on another very popular freshwater fish. It's going to be on the Oscar, Astronautus Ocellus, I think it is. It's been a long time since I talked about Oscars, so I forgot their scientific name, but our next Freshwater Tropical Fish Chat next month will be on Oscars. I cannot wait to talk to you about Oscars. Now, fans of the American Variety Network, next Saturday is the night I cannot wait to go live, because next Saturday is the debut of Saturday Live with Alice Cardinelli, which is going to be a very fun show. And I'm going to interview a good friend of mine, my voiceover artist, Dylan Cruz, who is responsible for most of my commercials and my intro and outro. He will be my very first guest. Plus, I have some breaking news that I'm going to announce. It's very historic news, and you guys are going to enjoy it, especially you fish keepers. So I hope I'll see you guys on my Saturday Live show next Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Now, fish keepers, if you enjoyed tonight's episode of Aquarium Talk the Podcast, please like my fan page, Aquarium Talk the Podcast, on Facebook, and tell your fish keeping friends about today's show. Please feel free to spread my show on Facebook by copying and pasting the show URL in the Facebook fish groups and on your Facebook wall. Thank you guys for listening to the show. This is Fish Keeper Aqua Alex Cardinelli, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day or night. Good night, everyone. Something big is coming to the American Variety Network on Saturday, February 13th, 2016. What could it be? I'll tell you, one thing is for sure. Whatever it is, it will be historic and could break the listen record for the American Variety Network. Stay tuned to the American Variety Network, because on January 30th, 2016, I, Alice Cardinelli, will personally make the announcement live on air and all over social media.
Are you ready?
Hey, thank you.
Well, get ready. The announcement is coming your way, January 30th. Coming to the American Variety Network on Saturday, starting Saturday, January 30th, 2016, is Saturday Live with Alex Cardinelli. This will be a weekly show airing every Saturday. It will be similar to my favorite television shows, including Saturday Night Live, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and my other favorite show. I will have a guest on each Saturday. I'll discuss each Saturday in history, and I'll have funny prank calls and more. So join me for the first Saturday Live with Alice Cardinelli here on American Variety Network on January 30th, 2016 at 7 p.m.
It's that time of year again, football lovers. It's time for the Super Bowl. This year it's the historic 50th Super Bowl. For the first time ever, the American Variety Network will broadcast the Super Bowl halftime show. Join Alex Cardinelli and his friend, Flashmaster 1989 Jeff, Sunday, February 7th, 2016 at 8 p.m. Eastern, or in other words, halftime on Super Bowl 50, for a recap of the first half and some fun. Let's get ready for some football. Enjoy your pizza and wings, and tune in to our Super Bowl 50 halftime show, live on American Variety Network on February 7, 2016, at blogtalkradio.com/American Network.
Donovan here, friend of Alex Cardinelli. I personally want to thank you for supporting Alex Cardinelli by listening to his episode of American Variety Network. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please check out his Facebook page, American Variety Network, and hit like. And check out our awesome fish group called Freshwater Maniacs. For all the fish keepers listening, check out my YouTube channel, Here for the Fins, for some awesome info on my fish. Thanks for listening, and Alex Cardinelli will see you again for the next episode of American Variety Network. Rock on, folks!
That's all, folks.